Standing on a chair, I reach for the hair products hidden at the top of our closet and out of my husband's sight. In a shoebox, there's a brightening mask, products for color-treated hair, a shampoo with chamomile for blonde hair. Staying blonde when you're born with brown hair demands a certain investment. When I met my husband, I was platinum blonde. I had lightened my hair at the beginning of the summer, and the sun and the sea had accentuated my new color. When my husband went to order a drink at the bar, the friend who was there with him approached me and said, "He's crazy about blondes. You're exactly his type." In fact, I discovered later that all his ex-girlfriends were blonde, with the exception of a Spanish woman with olive skin. Her hair color kept me up at night for weeks. Did it mean that he loved her more than the others? Ever since, I've had to maintain my blonde with brightening products that I hide so my husband doesn't suspect anything. I also don't tell him when I go to the hairdresser for highlights or a root touch-up. I don't know if my husband is aware of my natural color. When I renewed my passport 9 years ago, I checked the box for blonde. I apply the product that's supposed to make my color last longer. If only it was so easy to make a relationship last. I let it do its work as I pace around the house. I wait. I wait for the product to take effect. I wait for it to finally be time to go check the mail. I start by emptying my jewelry box and opening the false bottom. Inside, my mailbox key and my first engagement ring, an enormous fake diamond, gleaming and powerful, that I bought myself for €19.99 on my 22nd birthday. I'd been dying to have one for months. A whim, an idiosyncrasy, perhaps. Is it so bad to pretend to be married? I reassured myself by saying that it was a harmless quirk. I wasn't hurting anyone. It's not illegal to wear a diamond on your ring finger. My idiosyncrasy can be explained, though. At the time, I wanted my life to take shape. I wanted it to transform into something durable, firm. Like clay that dries and becomes less and less malleable, I too wanted to dry and harden. I was 22 years old and starting to grow impatient. I watched my friends' lives stabilize while mine remained uncertain. Unreliable friendships, undecided career, teach, start a graduate degree in English literature. Frequent changes in clothing style, my closet as witness. And above all, I hadn't found the love of my life, and there was no candidate on the horizon who was likely to be serious husband material. To practice patience as I waited for my life to take shape, I gifted myself this ring. I wore it to buy groceries or to go on a run. Its effect was immediate. My intuition was thus justified. Paying at the register and sweating at the park did in fact take on a new dimension with the ring on my finger. Suddenly, the most thankless tasks become more bearable. I can't explain it, but my faked status as a married woman finally showed the world that my existence had value. The transformation took place in the gaze of others. People assumed I was expected somewhere, that I had better things to be doing. Of course, I didn't wear it in places where I might run into a potential husband. 3 years later, I met my husband. 2 years after that, he gave me a real diamond when he proposed, and I was able to say goodbye to my fake diamond. He knew I wanted a cathedral-cut diamond. There was no room for error. And so my current ring uncannily resembles the ring I bought myself out of impatience. I've kept it in the false bottom of my jewelry box ever since, and I take it out sometimes with a bit of nostalgia. I contemplate it thoughtfully, turning it in the light. Pretty for a fake, but I prefer the real thing. 3 p.m., the quietest time in the neighborhood. The neighbors who return home for lunch have already gone back to work. It's too early for an office worker to be back, even on a Friday. Those who leave for the weekend are already gone. Loading the cars for country homes happens just before 2. The street is empty. I take the key out of its hiding spot, cross the yard, furtively open the mailbox. I inspect the contents with the tips of my fingers. Nothing of concern. taxes, insurance, bank. Then I close it again, leaving the pile of letters as I found it. No one saw me. I was right to wait. Monday, I wasn't careful and went a half hour too early, and a neighbor saw me. I take such incidents very seriously. I have to stick to the same rituals. Not respecting the rules that I've set for myself is a seemingly harmless error, but one that could compromise me one day. Monday night at the dinner table, my husband informed me that he'd found the mailbox open. I was petrified, but I covered my tracks. You're so absent-minded, it wouldn't surprise me if you forgot to close it on Saturday, I responded. Yes, you're right, my husband agreed. I got away with it this time. I'm not supposed to have a mailbox key. Things are organized in such a way that I have no need for one. My husband gets the mail when he comes home from work. He walks in with both hands full, envelopes in one and a baguette in the other, which always keeps me from hugging him. For years, I was the one who got the mail. I lent him the key 3 years ago. I had to leave for the entire month of July while he stayed at the house. I didn't ask for it back upon my return, and that's how the silent transition took place. Last year, the zeal with which my husband opened and closed the mailbox suddenly started to torture me. Why did he insist on getting the mail? How did he, so absent-minded, never forget to do it? He didn't have an answer. For months, I wondered whether my husband was writing to another woman, or if he was receiving anonymous letters. Someone who knew about a former affair or an illegitimate child and was trying to blackmail him. That would explain why, when I suggested to my husband that we make another copy of the key, he simply shrugged his shoulders and replied that it wasn't necessary. So then I was forced to implement an efficient but fastidious strategy. I claimed that I lost my keys one day when my husband was out. I went to his parents' house to grab their set, which also had a key to the mailbox. I made a copy that I keep hidden in my jewelry box. I mentioned to my husband on the phone that I'd borrowed his parents' keys and told him I eventually found my own under the car seat. He didn't seem to suspect anything. Perhaps he forgot that their set also had the mailbox key. Since then, I've checked the mail every day, and I'm far less anxious. No blackmailer in sight, no impassioned love letters to speak of.